Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Did you dance out in the rain?
Well, hello everyone. What on earth could we be talking about? Time is ticking.
Time is ticking. Did you jump out of a plane? Did you make love on a train? It's not too late.
Oh, hello. Did you make love on a train? It's not too late. Time is ticking. That's Gregory Porter, as it goes.
It's a time bomb.
It's a time bomb.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Yeah, well, there he goes. Let's get rid of him. And let's talk about what we're going to be talking about. I bought one of these. How do we activate it? You could do that bit.
9:22 and 9 seconds.
It's down there.
Oh, sorry.
No, you have to come around. There you go.
Oh, you got it wrong.
Yeah. I bought one of these.
First quarter.
Ooh.
Enter password.
That all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well give it the password, because I'm not going to be keeping it.
9:22 and 26. Locked. Status, 19 degrees. Locked. Moon phase, first quarter, illuminated. Enter passcode.
What is it?
9. Button.
It's zero. A watch.
Button.
Oh.
7.
Oh, wait.
Button.
It's not been asking me this all morning.
Button. Four.
You have to...
Button.
That's it.
4. 9. 6. Button. 6.
I'm doing this three, upside down, button, just for reference.
3. 7. Button.
There you go.
9:20. Moon phase. First quarter. Illuminated from right. Dim.
What is it?
It's an Apple Watch.
It's an Apple Watch. A 40-centimeter Apple Watch.
Oh, moving.
I haven't moved at all. I've put the watch...
Hey? Right.
Yeah. I've not stood...
Time to stand.
Time to stand. The Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I've been...
Moving. 3%. Oh. Exercising. 0%.
No, standing, still haven't locked 3%. It.
Double tap to open activity.
Hang on. Still talking. Let's switch that...
Anyway.
9:23 and 30 seconds.
Hang on. 9:23 and 31 seconds. Ground navigation off. There you go. You can see my impatience with this thing. I bought it on when?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. And I've been on a little holiday with it.
I think it's an interesting one because so when the Apple Watches came out, a few people bought them, didn't they?
Mm.
And consistently, I think every single person I know that bought one took it back.
Yeah.
Or sent it back or sold it on.
Yeah,
I've
seen a few of them sold.
Or whatever. I know that there are people who have bought them who I think have kept them. People like All One Word, I think, has got one. I think he bought his wife one for her birthday. And I believe he may have one himself, but okay. I could be wrong, so I don't quite believe, but I'm sure Rick will tell us.
That's easy to answer. There's a massive distinction between a sighted person having one and a blind person using one.
Yeah, but having said that, I think that there are sighted people who are buying them and taking them back as well. Sorry, Donny.
That's all right.
There are sighted people who are buying them and taking back as well, which is, you know, one of those.
Well, the perspective I can talk from is only a vision impairment, I suppose. And I'll try and do this quite quickly, because to be honest, I don't want to give it any more time.
Time
is ticking.
We could have time in a bottle.
Could have done loads of time ones, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Is that when back in the day, us as VI people, we used to have watches that would talk like these, pretty much. So you know, you wouldn't tap it; you just press the button, and it would go.
9:25 and 15 seconds.
And that was stupid. Cockerel thing and whatnot, and you would have this thing, and half the time you couldn't hear it, so you'd whack it up to your ear and try and listen to it in the busy environment, which is exactly what I've been doing with this thing. I had to put it on my right hand with the crown and the thing facing my fingers, if you will, for best orientation for me.
That's because you use your left hand to
to use my left hand to tap it and whatnot. And then I'm listening to it, trying to listen to it, and it reminded of me of all the slightly awkward way in which you looked as a VR person when you had these talking watches back in the day. We've just gone back to it. And actually, in order for me to utilise this watch properly, I, one, have to have the watch. Two, I would have to have some Bluetooth headphones, which I have got some, but I didn't use them. And they're the plan. The who makes those?
Both.
No, no.
The sport headphones.
Yeah, the ones. These are induction ones. So you put them sort of on your behind your ears.
Oh, I don't know.
And they use bone in conduction to
aftershocks.
Aftershocks. I would have used those probably because those are the ones I've got. But the music quality isn't good for those. So already I'm compromising on that. I'm also compromising the fact that I need to have some Bluetooth headphones on in the first place, which will further drain the battery from my phone, presumably, and my watch. The watch you have to obviously change every day. You have to pretty much recharge.
Put it on charge overnight.
Yeah, yeah. So you're introducing two things for one thing. I use headphones anyway, but I can't utilise, like, just having wired headphones doesn't add anything to the functionality of the watch. So you can't get the watch sounds into sort of standard headphones. So really I'm thinking, and I probably knew this all along, but what's the advantage for me as a visually impaired person when all the stuff I would need is on the phone anyway, and I also use headphones on my phone anyway. So actually bringing a watch into the mix is actually slowing down my productivity, not speeding it up.
I think
because it's nice notifications, yeah, okay, and they're a pain in the bum as well, because I've had, you know, you then sort of trying, what did it say, and then you've got the health thing of time to stand.
I mean, presumably you can kill that.
Yeah, of course you can, but then nothing that oh yeah, okay, I get that it knows more because it's got your wrist and it can tell when your heart's beating faster and whatnot. But phones have got motion detection anyway. It's not too far removed that a phone couldn't pick up your pulse from somewhere in the future. It hasn't worked for me.
I think
as a visually impaired person.
Yeah.
And then also you have to worry then about. So we've written to developers, obviously, to ask them to make their stuff accessible with VoiceOver from the phone, but then having to do that again with the watch. And I would have thought, I expected maybe too much. I expected that learned behaviour might kick in, and that stuff would already be accessible with the watch app as well as with the, if it was accessible with VoiceOver on the phone, but not necessarily the case. And I think there's merit in being an innovator. You're normally an innovator when you can sort of, you know, you're the first one to have something. If you have the luxury of being able to afford it, or you are able to influence the development of it. And I'm not seeing it. I don't see where the watch has a future for me.
I think.
Can you think of anything?
No. I think.
I mean, if you had one, we could send heartbeats to each other. Oh, sweet. Presuming it would be accessible. But we don't get
a chance. I could send you little songs that go boom, 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 boom. I could make you some audio of my
boom, diddy, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Moving.
I hate that song.
It was bloody awful. I think one of the things is when, because I think what happened was when they first came out, and I think one of the reasons why, you know, I look at, well, you've bought it and it's not worked for you, is that when they first came out, people bought them, the very first ones, had them already on pre-order, got them, then realised they weren't for them. And then as time has gone on, people have talked about the usefulness they've got from their watch. But I haven't actually heard anyone say what use they've got from it.
No.
I think one person I saw tweet that she'd used Apple Pay on her watch. Your bank doesn't cover Apple Pay.
But Barclays. Barclays.
Oh, let's not go Barclays, there. Are you going to have Barclays?
Maybe. They don't cover it. That's what I'm going to say. You should.
Yeah.
Really? On phone, and we need Apple Pay. I know Ping It, but why would I bother with Ping It when people who... Have you tried to sign up for Ping It if you don't... If you're not a bank, Barclays Bank customer?
I have.
Nightmare.
It is.
Okay.
Let's not go there.
No, let's not.
I just think that... I think
and my phone can do that anyway.
And the amount of apps.
Get your phone out, bang it on the side of the till, and off you go.
Well, mine can't. I suppose.
But it will be able to.
I suppose
to.
If you don't have a 6S.
But you're going to upgrade for a phone anyway.
Yeah, I'll be upgrading. I'm on a promise, as it were. Well, Nathan is. Nathan's on a promise of my phone for his birthday, which means I have to upgrade.
Oh, and I did, in case, because I'm going to put this on my blog and on the VIP Advisor channel.
Mm.
just in case VR people ask, I did utilize the Apple Maps thing where you can get taps and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, so what? I was going that way anyway. He just tapped me and said, turn left, when the thing in my ear had already said turn left.
Yeah.
You can't be holding a watch up to your hand when you're in traffic going, what? What did he say?
The amount of apps that you have.
That's the gimmick out of myself, by the way, yeah. Not anyone else.
Things like the BBC News app, they'll come up with a notification and it'll say, notification, whatever the news story is. Open the app on your phone to read this story.
Yeah.
What is the point of that?
And hand off. What a load of crap that is. So it won't let me hand off. Use your iPhone through handoff to do so-and-so. I've already switched handoff on. But what do I do? So I've got to go to my phone, and then presumably the screen is going to be open on the story that I was going to be listening to on my watch anyway. But I've got to get my phone out to listen to the full story on the phone. It's like that. It all starts to slow down, and I start to feel like I'm going through treacle. It's not an accompaniment or an accessory to my phone, as far as I'm concerned. And fortunately, I found out, you know, the easy way, in the sense that if you want to try an Apple Watch, you can take it. You can go to the Apple Store, and you've got a 14-day call off.
People. I must weigh the box actually, because it comes with about a kilogram of packaging.
Oh my goodness, is it ever?
Nice plug though.
Yeah, we like the plug.
The new Apple plugs are awesome. They're foldable.
Yeah, the British ones, these are.
Yeah.
But,
well, the American ones have probably been like that all along.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Probably missing out on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dipping out, as you say.
But the prongs fold into the plug. So
yeah, and it makes a satisfying noise. And I've been running up and down the house, going, flicking it in and out.
And I told you to stop.
You did.
Yeah.
So actually, I've played with the plug more than the watch, in typical child style.
I will say that the style has grown on me, though. Yeah. So when I first looked at them, I really didn't like them, the look of them at all. And they were quite, I don't know, I just thought they looked a bit plasticky and just not very cool. But actually, now that I've looked at one more from a later perspective, because I think, again, the first time I looked at it, again, was they'd just come out, and it was more of curiosity, and when you were looking to buy it and you were trying it on, I thought, no, actually, it does look quite nice. I don't dislike it. I wear a tactile analog watch, and I wouldn't ever trade that for anything. But on my wrist, it probably still looked a bit chunky. I don't know, only you can perspectivize on that.
No, it's all right. Oh, the watch, you know, didn't look too bad. I mean, you had the smaller one.
Yeah.
No, it's all right.
But on your wrist, I think it looks quite nice. And so I will confess that the actual the style and the look of it has grown on me. And I quite like the look of you with a watch on.
Yeah.
And I keep bloody aggravating it.
And in a way, I do want to keep it. Like,
what went on to it?
It's locked, I think. See what I mean? And then there's this whole thing, like, I like the things, you know, like Claire at 12 o'clock or whatever, can do all that, so you can, you know, respond to things that way with your friends, the friends bit. But I just, it's no more than I do my phone, and I'm sad, really, because I wanted more from it.
We should almost have restarted this. Sorry.
Why?
I'm picking it. Because I think we should have almost done has anybody that's had an Apple Watch kept it?
Well, that's the question.
What use do you have from it?
Would that be in the title? I'm wondering as to why we even bothered. I don't think it has a future.
I don't.
But I could be wrong.
I've read somewhere that the Apple sales have been horrific.
Of the
watch? About 10% of what they expected.
Hmm.
And I asked in the shop, because you can buy them in store now. That's worth it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you can buy them in store.
And I asked last week, I said, what kind of sales? And he said, oh, we sold, you know, quite a few. And I said, do you get many back? And he was very cagey. And then he went, oh, but a few of the bigger stores, Regent Street, and they apparently get quite a few back. But okay.
But because we're not busy, we sell about 20 a day. I don't believe that. I mean, if they sell 20 a day, I wonder how many come back. I don't think it has a future. I would be very surprised. I think the other wearable technology will supersede the watch anyway. and that people will be going for more like, you know, we get into stages now where there's prototype stuff, like where you have something on your fingernail or in implants almost.
I think it'll
this is not a very good sort of wobbly step into that kind of realm.
I think the smartwatch hasn't taken off in general.
No, it's certainly Apple isn't the first.
No.
In fact, it's quite far behind with smartwatch.
But I would be interested to know if you've bought one, have you kept it? And if so, why? What do you get from it?
Yeah, I think we can go, can't we?
Are you taking it back?
Let's have a look. Let's decide. Let's get some Gregory Porter to help me. Because he's reminding me that time is of the essence.
It is.
He's reminding me that I need to make up my mind.
Yeah.
And he's reminding me that time is ticking.
Yeah.
Time is ticking.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick
tock. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
9:37:14
Uh-huh. What else can you do with it? Oh, you can change the clock. That was quite good.
Oh,
that's just because it's GMT.
Oh, no.
9:37 City of Upper.
London. Disrupted.
Oh, try that.
Disrupted lines.
Oh, yeah, try that. It didn't. That's the other thing. It didn't work within about 15 feet, 20 feet of the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Close. Button. District.
Oh, district. Park closure.
Jubilee. Park closure. Metropolitan. Park closure. Overground. Park closure. Victoria. Park closure at Waterloo and City. Park closure at...
But you and I both got our ears on the watch.
Close.
Just...
Close.
Yeah.
Service closed. Waterloo and City.
Could have done this with headphones on.
Close. Button. Close.
And the earphone. Info.
Bye-bye.
Are we just pushing time? Or is time pushing us? The grind to the train, to the bus, to the plane. Be on time to the end of your life. No, it's no life for me. Let's make life sublime. Time is ticking. Time is ticking.